The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah. For the mountain kind.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug, but I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What is up, my friends, and welcome to Studio De Hiffrey. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh.
Cavanaugh!
Who you can't hear on 97.1 The Freak and DFW from 2 to 6 p.m. Today, I want to talk about offensive linemen in the 2024 NFL draft that could be targets of the Dallas Cowboys and where I think they should be picked. I'm there. I've arrived. I'm sorry I was late to the party, but we can talk about the offensive linemen now, and I can tell you who I want, where I want them, and where I don't want them. We can rock and roll, and that'll be good. So, the Dallas Cowboys pick at number 24 overall. Not a problem. We can figure something out there. We can get some things done. We could probably spend less time on a few guys that it is very, very, very unlikely that you'll have an opportunity to pick. But I can now speak at least intelligently about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 guys that could potentially be top 30, top 40 picks. And what I think about them. And the Cowboys need offensive line help. Did you know that? So, this is brought to you by my friends at BetOnline. Use the promo code BELIEVE when you sign up with BetOnline to get a 50% sign-up bonus on that first deposit. BLEAV is what you need for BetOnline. We're rolling towards the hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs. My Rangers are sometimes farting around and sometimes doing good. BetOnline is your home for all of these things. So, get on there. Use the promo code BELIEVE. Okay, ready? Here we go. If you have a favorite, I'd love to know about it in the comments. I'd also love if you hit the thumbs up button for the algorithm. Hit that like button. Make sure you're subscribed. Okay. So there's quite a few guys that we could probably dismiss, but they're at least worth mentioning, right? Because who knows? Joe Alt out of Notre Dame will probably be a top 10 pick, probably be the first offensive lineman off the board. He's wonderful. Three-year starter, stud, giant, athletic, really good. The Cowboys will not be drafting Joe Alt, so we're going to keep it moving. Olu Fashanu from Penn State. Weirdly tiny hands for an offensive lineman. A lot of these guys will have 10-inch hands. The big ones will have 11-inch hands. His are 8.5. That's a small wide receiver hand. That's a small quarterback hand. He's got tiny hands, but he's a wonderful prospect. Wonderful player. offensive tackle, long arm, 6'6", 312 pounds. Not going to be an option for the Cowboys because he'll probably be off the board. But I did want to mention him because oddly tiny hands, and it's interesting. Other guys that I don't believe that the Cowboys are going to have a shot at include J.C. Latham at Alabama, who, holy crap, you want to talk about giant. Like, the guys above him are taller, but he's 6'5 and three quarters, 342 pounds, 35-inch arms, and 11-inch hands. J.C. Latham is a freaking monster, and I'd love to have him, but it's very likely that we can't. But just for the hell of it, remember those names, because if you can have any of them, just be really happy, and I'll come back and tell you way more about them, because they're wonderful prospects, and they're going to go somewhere, and they're going to be lovely. All right, now we start talking about guys that I think are more relevant. I think those three are probably not. And we move it on to what I would love to see happen. The next group of guys are going to be guys that if they make it to pick number 24, Jeff tells you, run the pick in, be happy, we're going to have a party, okay? The first one is out of Washington, Troy Fa'utanu. Fa'utanu. I get the pronunciation guide from The Beast, Dane Brugler's draft guide. Fa'utanu. Or is it Fa'utanu? That's probably it. Fa'utanu, Troy, Washington. So he's a left tackle at Washington. Some people are saying guard in the NFL, but I think he's one of those guys. He absolutely positively does not have to move. If you want a left tackle, Troy Fa'utanu can absolutely do it. I'm not sure why we're scuttlebutting about moving him, although I'm sure he would be a wonderful guard, but he's got 34.5-inch arms, and my God, do I love him as a prospect. Just the way that he moves, the way that he is put together, the way that he plays. He is outstanding. I think Dane Brugler has him as his 9th-rated prospect, but on consensus boards, I've seen him lower. So I want his name out there just in case he's available for the Cowboys, because if you want him to play left tackle, cool. He'll do it, and he'll be fine. If you want him to play a guard and you want to move Tyler Smith, fine. But, oh my goodness, I love him. Length, explosiveness, power, easy mover. When he's on the move, it's awesome. You slip him out on a screen, and a cornerback can't shake him because he's able to mirror it. He may not be the most advanced player in terms of technique all the time, but his power, his flexibility, the way he's put together, that's my guy. Probably can't have him, but maybe. And if they could have him, you're winning. Where'd my list go? Okay, so that's Alt, Fa'utanu, Latham, and Fa'utanu. I'll get the pronunciations. It'll be so natural in just a little bit. I would love to have him. Love, 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 love. Next guy. Oregon State's right tackle. Talisa Fuaga, 2-year starter at right tackle, dominant run blocker, nifty feet. Now his arms, the magic number with offensive linemen, if you want a guy to be an offensive tackle, NFL teams would love when you measure their arms for them to be 34 inches or more. That would make you happy. Over 33, you can survive. And his are over 33, not over 44. I might lean to playing Talisa Fuaga as an offensive guard, but he was the right tackle at Oregon State. He's wonderful at it, and he's one of those guys that teams are going to be split on where you'd rather play him. And he's one of those guys that, let me get Dane's numbers here. Dane has him as the 17th best player in the draft. And offensive linemen are at a premium, so the odds that he's available, probably not super high, but I want to know his name. Dominant run blocker, the movement skills and feet to be an outstanding pass protector. Really nice prospect. It's a really good offensive line year. And that is a guy that, yes, yes, gimme, gimme. My last offensive tackle that I say is yes, yes, gimme, gimme, Amarius Mims at Georgia. Now, this is a weird one. He's a 1-year starter. He missed 6 games with an ankle injury. He did start 2 playoff games for them in 2022, but that's a grand total of 8 games played in college football for Amarius Mims. But let me get to my Amarius Mims notes. Okay. He's an absolute house of a man, and he carries it super well. Powerful, long, fluid. I would like to buy all of his stock. All of it. Gigantic, strong, clean pass protection, long. It's everything I want in an offensive lineman. 36-plus inch arms. The dude is an absolute specimen with a limited sample size of what you've seen on tape. But at number 24 overall, gimme, gimme, gimme Amarius Mims out of Georgia. I want.
For the next 15 seconds, picture yourself in a small town. Historic buildings with galleries, restaurants, micro distilleries. Forested ridgelines on the horizon. Wide alpine meadows. Evergreen forests threaded with trails. Friendly locals eager to guide you. And if you're not quite ready to leave this fantasy, chances are you're our kind. And you should check out visitparkcity.com right away. Park City, Utah. For the mountain kind.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Save big money on everything for your spring projects at Menards. We have all of your garden and landscaping essentials. Master Garden Premium Garden Soil contains a slow-release fertilizer that feeds gardens for up to 9 months. It produces better results and is ready to use for all your gardening needs. Save big on Menards' great selection of garden and landscaping products. Compare brands in-store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Now, that gives you Ault, Fashanu, Latham, Faotanu, Fuaga, Mims. That gives you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 guys that I'm saying if you get to number 24 and any one of those guys is available, snap it up. I'm ready to rock. That gets us to the next ones. Who I say with less excitement that if you picked him at 24, okay, I'm cool with that. And that would include Jordan Morgan out of Arizona. 6'5", 311 pounds. His arms are just under 33 inches. So a lot of people are going to want to move him to guard. But he has probably been my favorite offensive line watch so far. 29th on Dane's rankings, 4-year starter at left tackle, and he is an offensive line genius. You are never going to see him not calm and in control. You are never going to see a stunt that he didn't see coming a mile away. He's not going to get beat in that way. He is super smooth and polished. His body control is wonderful. His eyes, all the things, wonderful. He's not the same physical marvel that some of the guys that are going to go before him are, but he's a more polished player than a lot of them. And I think he could play left tackle in the NFL. You are going to have people who are going to look at arm length and say, yeah, you could move him to guard. And if you did, that's fine. It's a great cheat code for guys that are missing just something that you think would make them like, this is going to stop him from being a great tackle. I'm going to move him to guard. Jordan Morgan would be a wonderful candidate for a guard conversion, and I bet he would be outstanding at it. But he can also play left tackle. And I like him a lot. Wherever he ends up playing, that's a step-in NFL starter that we're not talking about the tools as much as some guys. And the draft, a lot of times, is about tools. It's not about production or just how good you played college football. It's about how do I project you when things change in the NFL and things get harder and the things that I need you to do. A lot of it is projection. And with him, I'm more betting on the fact that no, I'm betting on the dude I watched play football. And I think that the traits are good enough to play left tackle in the NFL. And if not, fine. We'll play guard and I'll let you guys move Tyler Smith and we'll be fine. Or I'll let him play left tackle for a year. And if Zach Martin retires, he's my right guard for the next 10 years. I like Jordan Morgan a lot. Graham Barton is the Duke right tackle. He is mostly being projected to play center in the NFL. And I like him a lot. There's it's some of the same reasons as Jordan Morgan. And interestingly, they have the exact same arm length, 32 7/8 inches. Athletic feet, really good puller, not overwhelming from a physical standpoint, not perfect in pass protection at tackle yet. But on the whole, he is a wonderful prospect who's going to have versatility in the NFL. You could play him at center. You could play him at guard. You could try him at tackle. I'm a little more confident in Morgan than I am in Barton at tackle. But I do think Graham Barton, you could transition to a starting NFL center, and I think he would be really, really good at it. That's the end of my list. After that, I would like to let Captain Trade Down ride. And if Captain Trade Down rides, then for me, it brings five other guys into play. Jackson Powers Johnson, the Oregon center. I think there is some development that is needed there. He's a one-year starter at center for Oregon. He had 8 penalties. But when you were talking about the traits of an NFL center, like Barton is over 6'5". He's 311 pounds. Jackson Powers Johnson is 2 inches shorter and almost 20 pounds heavier. He's a thick-built dude. He's athletic. He's tough. He's clean in pass protection. I think he allowed one pressure all year. He has the athleticism to be a guy that moves and pulls around. There's a lot to like. I like Barton a little better. And I think Powers Johnson will have a little development that is needed, and you might have some hiccups. But he's a nice prospect. And they might take him at 24, and I won't lose my mind about it because his 1 year of tape is really, really good tape. He's a potential at 24. I'd like it better in a trade down. Tyler Guyton, Oklahoma. So there's going to be two guys in this draft class that scare me the most, and that's usually who the Cowboys draft. The guys who scare me the most is the OU right tackle, Tyler Guyton, and need a pronunciation. Hold on, but I'm going to get it. I need Dane Brugler's beast because I need the BYU tackle's pronunciation. Doop. What am I on here? I'm in his centers at the moment. I need to scroll up to tackles. This is the beauty of Jeff doing live things and forgetting to put a pronunciation in. But don't you worry. I am on the case. I'm almost there. He is, he's Dane's seventh tackle. Kingsley Suamataia. He's young. 6'4.5", 326 pounds. Let me get back to my notes. He's a 2-year starter at BYU. He played right tackle and then he played left tackle. He's big, he's mobile, he's strong. He has those things. He's also very inconsistent with recognition and having his hands and his feet working together and in sync. His knee bend is inconsistent. He leans too much. Like, he's a tools pick. I see a guy that is big, mobile, strong, and was good at college football. But I do think that there's enough there that I would rather him not start NFL games as a rookie. And I'm looking for an offensive lineman that I think is going to start NFL games as a rookie. I think there's development needed there. Same thing with Tyler Guyton. Tyler Guyton at Oklahoma, 6'8", 322 pounds, moves well for that size. Looks great. Like, great NFL body, pretty athletic, moves well as a puller, got enough power, but he misses a lot. On pulls, whether it's the fact that he's 6'8 and changing direction to try to match somebody that he's trying to block when he's polling, or whether it's late to be to recognize. Like, I think there is a lot of development. Same thing in pass pro with Tyler Guyton. It's a lot of times where the question is it just because you can't move your feet quickly enough, or is this a technique thing where we can see all of the positives of you and we can develop you into a stud offensive tackle? So those are the two guys that I see the traits, but I think need a good amount of development, and I would be scared for them on an NFL Sunday as a rookie. I don't want to pick that at 24. I've been wrong before. Now, I did like Tyler Smith as a prospect better than I like both of these guys, but he fared better as a rookie than I thought he would. He did have some of the penalties that were things in college, and he did turn out to be better when you got him off of the island of playing tackle and moved him to guard. But those are the guys that I would worry about, that I'm letting somebody else do that in the first round. Talk to me in the second. Two other offensive linemen that I think are worth mentioning as trade-down candidates, Cooper Beebe, the Kansas State guard. He's just an interesting prospect. I think that he's really, really good. He was a four-year starter. He moved from defensive line to offensive line and then was a four-year starter. I think he sees everything really well. I think that he is really powerful in the run game. He's got the nastiness that you want from offensive linemen. He's a finisher. The athleticism is fine. Not amazing, but fine. He's a really nice player. He's a short-armed guy, 31 and a half inches, and 20 times on the bench press, even with short arms, is a low number, but the tape is really, really good. It's just something that when there are things that you have questions about, that's when you become a second-round player instead of a first-round player. So I like Cooper Beebe, but I don't think he has the traits that you are looking for if you're talking about a top 20, or in this case, I guess, 24 pick. So in a trade down, you could pick a guard in Cooper Beebe in the second round. If you made it to your second round pick, I would love that pick. And then the other guy who falls into that vein, Zach Frazier, the West Virginia center. I like him. I love centers that are state champion wrestlers, and he was. He's a kick-ass wrestler. 6'2.5", 313, average length arms for a center. Will move your butt in the run game. He's not a specimen with the way that he's built or with the level of athleticism, but he's a good player, and I think that he is a steady bet to, as an NFL rookie, step onto the field and be okay or solid for you as a starting center. So, those are your guys, according to Jeff, as we're getting ready to go hunting for offensive linemen for the Dallas Cowboys. If they made it to 24 and you picked them, be thrilled. Joe Alt, Olu Fashanu, J.C. Latham, Troy Fa'otanu, Talisa Fuaga. Jeff, get your pronunciations. Amarius Mims, those are my dudes. Run it up there. Feel great. My guys that I'm comfortable at 24, Jordan Morgan out of Arizona, Graham Barton out of Duke. My guys of trade down or talk to me in the second round, Jackson Powers Johnson, Zach Frazier, Cooper Beebe, Tyler Guyton, Kingsley Suamataia. And now you're up to date on offensive linemen. And now I'm really actually rolling in the draft stuff. So let's have ourselves a draft season, shall we? Let's do it. Nicotine patches on today. Do you guys think I can make it? I need to make it. It's so much better for my life. Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at Ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.